Hit it. This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is
the DX Audio Service.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1995.
Thank you, Brenda and Chris, for the introduction. And hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Fred Bobby sitting behind the microphone here in the DX Audio Service Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine for April 1995. And this is going to be one of those magazines which I think everyone's going to remember because this is our 10th year anniversary of the DX Audio Service. It was 10 years ago in Westland, Michigan, that we first put together the magazine in the basement studios of what was then Great Northern Broadcast Company. And we've been having a ball ever since. Putting together this thing. So we're going to be looking forward to another 10 years of the DX Audio Service, and hopefully at the end of the tape, we'll have some time to sit back and do some reflections on the past 10 years and some things that are coming down the pike in the way of new technology and also things that we're going to be doing here on the magazine. Let's take a look at our DX Change column. We have two items, one in letter form and one on the phone. Greg Myers, Post Office Box 17186, Richmond, Virginia, 23226, is looking for ideas of what others are using for storage and display of QSL cards. He says, I'm wondering if anyone knows if they still make QSL albums as sold by Guilford Shortwave a number of years back. They had 50 pages with black paper, so each page held two cards for a total of 100 cards. Greg adds he's also looking for two albums of any color. A possibility would be 20th Century Plastics out of Los Angeles, who had samples of photo applications, but he can't find an ad for them in any recent issues of Popular Photography magazine. Perhaps someone in L.A. can check and see if they're still in business. Now let's go to the telephone.
Hello, Fred. This is Brent Allen. I'd like to leave a item or two for the DX Exchange. I am looking for two different items. I'm looking for a Panasonic RF2200 in excellent condition. I have one that's a little beat up and need a one closer to new as possible and will pay decent money for it. I'm also looking for a mid-70s broadcasting yearbook. My phone number is 209-383-0743. After 5:30 Pacific, or write P.O. Box K, Gonzales, California, 93926. P.O. Box K as in King, Gonzales, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S, 93926.
And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, pop it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Our address is DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. We'll put it in DX Audio Service and also in DX News Magazine. A quick reminder to our DX Audio Service members that the CPC test information will not be on the main magazine anymore. If you need that information, you can just call area code 419-228-4199. When our email system answers, press 1 to tell it you've got a touch-tone telephone, and then press 4 for CPC test information. For our computer users on the DX Audio Service, a new service is available. That's Ecom Action DX Airwaves. This service features an 800 inward line, and you can get information on pirate and number stations worldwide, clandestine radio and underground broadcasting, law enforcement, fire, rescue, emergency medical services, prisons, jails, CW, packet radio, fax, and a whole lot more. For more information on this service, contact James E. Tunnell, T-U-N-N-E-L-L, at area code 510-223-3658. That's Ecom Action DX Airwaves.
Hi, this is John Bowker. You're going to be riding around the country with me on The Travelog, right after Jerry Starr gets us all caught up on what's new with AM Switch.
Thank you, John, and a great pleasure it was to spend a whole day chatting with you and Linda in your beautiful home down there on the Sun Coast. Hi, everybody, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, reference number 360. Since we were in Florida for a while, we have combined three weekly columns into one great big AM Switch, and strangely enough, not a lot of call letter changes amongst all three. We'll start with call changes on 950 KYGO Denver, Colorado becomes KKFN, another sports-formatted station that calls itself The Fan. 1260 WRDZ in Cleveland, Ohio. We mentioned their call change last month. We received a press release from WRDZ that claimed their new call would be WIHM, standing for Immaculate Heart of Mary, and reflecting their proposed religious format. And, of course, we reported that call change to you, but now it seems they have changed to, instead, WMIH. And when we heard them this weekend in Cleveland, they were running a Spanish format. So make WRDZ WMIH. 1390 KMIX Turlock, California becomes KCDR. And on 1550 KQWB West Fargo, North Dakota changes calls again, this time to a call they're actually using on the air, KQFN. And, of course, you guessed it, they are also the fan. Taking a look at applications from existing facilities on 1310 KEZM, Sulphur, Louisiana, would like to have a synchronous transmitter at night only with 40 watts in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And on 1420 CJVR, Melfort, Saskatchewan, wants to move to 750 kHz. The CRTC has not provided any information on the proposed power or antenna for that move. Looking at grants to existing facilities on 730 KKDA, Grand Prairie, Texas, will build a synchronous transmitter, nights only, with 9 watts in Forest Hill, Texas. On 1000 KOTD, Plattsmouth, Nebraska, moves next door to 1020 with 1000 watts D1, and that move has already been made. On 1030 WYSL, Avon, New York, also moving up the dial, they'll go to 1040. And be full-time with 2,500 watts day, 500 watts night, and a U4 antenna. And finally, on 1520 WTLN, Apopka, Florida, they had an application to move to 700 kilohertz, but that application was for daytime only. They have now dropped that application because they have been granted full-time on 1520. They'll add 350 watts at night. Their new antenna will be U4. Moving into otherness on 570 CJEM in Edmundston, New Brunswick, request a move to FM. They will abandon this AM frequency. On 590 CJCL Toronto, Ontario, they have moved here from their former location at 1430 as CJCL and CKYC swap facilities. 600 CFQC Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, this station has moved to 92.9, but 600 will not remain empty. We'll get to that in just a second. 700 KSUR, Soledad, California, this silent station has returned to the air. And on 750 CJWW, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, they abandoned 750, which now becomes vacant, and moved to 600, taking over the CFQC facilities. On 850 KGKO, Benton, Arkansas, is silent. 980 WMEK, Chase City, Virginia, is silent. 1090 WXBK, Albertville, Alabama. We asked about this station last month, and a number of people have responded, and indeed it appears that this station may have returned to the air for only a few weeks and is silent once again. On 1170 WKFL in Bushnell, Florida, they have dropped their simulcast with WTRR and WKIQ and are now running their own programming. They're running High Country Religious Gospel, which is a satellite service. On 1230 WSJR, Madawaska, Maine, is silent. Also on 1230 WQDW, Kinston, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. 1290 WTMC, Ocala, Florida, another silent station returning to the air. And on 1340 WMDR, Augusta, Maine, this silent station also back on the air. 1340 WYCK, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this silent station reports that they plan to return to the air from a new transmitter site in mid-1995. 1390 KCDR, Turlock, California. They used to be KMIX. They now carry programming from KCVR, the 1570 station in Lodi, California. 1400 WTXQ, Andalusia, Alabama, is silent. 1400 KPAG, Pagosa Springs, Colorado. This silent station is back on the air. As a matter of fact, they tell us they were never really off the air. We're not quite sure what that means, but anyway, KPAG, Pagosa Springs, Colorado, now on the air. And we thank member David Lewis for finding that information for us. On 1430 CKYC, Toronto, Ontario, mentioned before, the other half of that move, they have moved here from 590 as CJCL and CKCY swap facilities. 1450 KIOV, Payette, Idaho, this silent station has returned to the air again. this time with an oldies format. On 1460 WTMP in Tomah, Wisconsin, this silent station has returned to the air. They are presently operating daytime only, but expect to become full-time by adding a 42-watt night power and become U1. 1470 KDEW DeWitt, Arkansas. This silent station has returned to the air. 1490 WWPR Bradenton, Florida, also back on the air. And on 1500 KJIM Sherman, Texas, a silent station back on the air. 1520 WARR Warrenton, North Carolina has returned to the air. Also on 1520, here's an interesting format, WJMP in Kent, Ohio. A letter from this station confirms that they are now simulcasting the audio from their low-power television station, WAI-29. They call it WAI Channel 29 on the air. Monitoring here reveals they also have some local high school sports on the weekend that is not a TV audio simulcast, but during the week, the audio from TV 29 is now the programming on WJMP 1520 in Kent. On 1530 KLRA, England, Arkansas, this silent station is back on the air. And on 1590 WMIM, Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, surprised a lot of people by returning to the air. This station reportedly sold all their equipment and took down the tower and was said to have turned in their license, but evidently that wasn't true. They're back with an oldies format. Finally, on 1660 in Las Vegas, Nevada, depending on what time this tape arrives in your mailbox, you may be able to hear the NAB Convention Digital Station running from Las Vegas. USA Digital will run a station to demonstrate digital audio. They're going to be using a Harris DX10 transmitter, which, if they run it at full power, will pump out 10 kilowatts. So this frequency might be worth watching April 10th through the 13th. Since they expect to be able to demonstrate a comparison between conventional and digital AM signals, we assume this means that there will be analog information on this frequency, which you should be able to receive with your conventional equipment. If this tape reaches you after those dates, you may have already heard it, and if you wondered what it was, now you know. And that wraps up this month's edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr. I will see you in 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now, back down to Florida. I was there just a few weeks ago in person, and I wish I was there again. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hey, it was certainly great seeing you and Bonnie here in God's country south once again. Escaping from Youngstown, I know what it's like. Linda and I were delighted that you could stop by when you were down here along the Gulf Coast, and we're glad the weather held for you, too. We raised our cups in your honor, Fred, to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this DX Audio Service. You know, I'm going to have to look back in my collection of all the DX Audio Service tapes sometime to recall when I really started with you, Fred, but I know I missed the whole, first year or so, and then Linda arranged with you for me to get a copy of all those back tapes, so I have them all now, and that's great. You must be doing something right, Fred, and it's a privilege, really, to be contributing what little I do to your success with this venture. The 10th anniversary is certainly the high side of this month's tape, and you ought to hear the low side. Oh, I'm about to play a portion of a station identification jingle with my studio radio right here in near Tampa Bay, Florida, set to 970 on the dial. And up until recently, this station was my favorite in the area, but they've changed their all-talk format policy to favor some real wise guys. And then, as if to scoff at my distress, they changed their prize-winning jingle to this.
Weekdays from 4 till 7.
Radio 970 WFLA, Tampa Bay.
Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. Alan Ryan, News Radio 970 WFLA. Baseball. Details coming up.
Yeah, well, today was the day they announced that Tampa Bay would be getting a baseball team. The double race, I think it's called, some dumb name like that. You know, I thought Plattsburgh and Pittsburgh were the bottom of the jingle heap, but I'm not so sure anymore. Goodbye, WFLA. What can I tell you? My goodness. So, now, on with the show, the travelogue. And this is the part of the DX Audio Service, everybody, if you haven't been with us that long, where we take you on a drive across the country with our car's radio set to one frequency. And this month, we'll be wrapping up the 1260 dial position. We normally go from east to west starting this month. However, this is our third installment, isn't it, of 1260. We'll be starting in the Plains States. In fact, this first ID I have for you today from Boone, Iowa. All righty, that's in the Plains States. They feature one of my favorite female announcers. one of the best voices you'll hear in the whole collection. Mike Smith recorded this one for us back in 1990. For the April 1995 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
On Team Quest.
Team Quest is heard every Saturday at 9:45. KFGQ, KFGQ-FM, Boone, Iowa, 30 seconds past 10 o'clock. It's time for the program of Daily Bible Reading with Pastor Black.
Isn't that a wonderful voice? Ah, dear. Somebody's wife or mother, perhaps. Daughter? I don't know. Maybe somebody's daughter. Who knows? We go south now into the right near Branson, Missouri, the country music capital of the world. I don't care what anybody else says from Tennessee or anywhere else. But this is the Great Empire Broadcasting Company's voice in Springfield, Missouri.
A special treat for all of you out in Cracker Barrel land. Next Sunday morning, I will be away, and sitting in for me will be Warren McDonald and newsman Marty Broman.
We're looking forward to it. We expect to do the same fine job you've been doing.
I hope so. Well, I expect to hear good things.
That's a terrible thing to say, you know, when you get right down to it.
At 9 o'clock, KTTS News with Tim Greasy in our 24-hour news center brought to you by Exotic Animal Paradise and Republic Ford.
Okay, we're going to be going now to Nashville. Nashville, Arkansas.
1-800-423-USAF. Aim high. Air Force.
KBHC, 1260 AM, Nashville. Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock.
I'm David Wallace with SAR and Update. Voters are flocking to the polls in Serb-held parts of Bosnia.
Another right-winger coming up here. This is from way down on the Gulf Coast.
Taxes and many items in the news.
Star Radio Network.
The latest news and diverse views. The all-new Talk 1260. KBRH Baton Rouge. Talk 1260.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Aileen McDonald. The White House is doing its best to squelch reports that the U.S. is about to send troops to Haiti.
You know, as we go around the country and we make recordings, I reflect back on earlier recordings. I think the quickest ID we have, and I wish I could tell you the call, and I can't. It happened so quickly. It was out in Idaho somewhere, in Sun Valley perhaps, or somewhere around there, where the guy slips in the ID. So in less than a second, he gives the call sign, the frequency, and the city, I swear. And there was another one that was kind of quick somewhere, too. But I think this next one from Texas is about the third quickest ID or the least intelligible ID that we have that isn't interrupted by a cowbell or something.
5 to 10 miles an hour. Currently 79 degrees on KPSY and FM Found 3. It's at 11 before 10 o'clock.
KPSO, Falfurrias, Texas, is what he tried to say. Now we go to one of Dale Hamm's favorites here in Texas.
He's here at 5 on 1260 AM KTAE.
Want to say hello to Fred Vobey and all the gang with DX Audio Service. Thanks for listening, gang. By the way, this is 1260 AM KTAE, Taylor, Texas. Well, the forecast for area...
Thanks a lot, Dale. That was terrific. And over in Tulia, Texas, another one. This has got a lot of interference, but we were 45 miles away.
Tulia's 1260 AM. Stay informed and entertained with Tulia's voice in the panhandle. KTUE Tulia. When you walked out
on me. They're about 45 miles from Amarillo, and we recorded that in Amarillo, so what can I tell you? Hutchinson, Kansas, we come to.
Yesterday's hits and today's favorites. 1260 KWHK, Hutchinson.
This is a great news sounder.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Moore. Walk the Road's popularity appears to be slipping. A new ABC News Washington Post...
I don't know if you have good speakers on your system at home, but that's got a nice bass note in it, that news sounder they use. Ah, boy. Now listen to the news item here. Remembering this was recorded 3 years ago.
got more of what you're listening for. KIMB Kimball, Radio 1260.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Stan Case. A full-scale international airlift to Sarajevo is underway. Military plane...
Been going on for some time, hasn't it? That's Kimball, Nebraska, by the way. This town is winner, not loser, winner. That's South Dakota.
News Authority is KWYR Winner, a service of Midwest Radio Corporation.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The eye of Hurricane Andrew is expected to hit the coastline of Louisiana in a few hours.
And there we were in South Dakota, you know, what, 1,500 miles from our brand new house in Florida, listening to Hurricane Andrew, wondering if we had any of our investment left. Turns out it went well south of us here. But anyway, it was an interesting time to be in a motorhome 1,500 miles away, trying to use the telephone to learn if my roof was still on. This next station is, again, in South Dakota. No. It's in Idaho. And I must admit to some confusion or surprise over the language used on the air. No, not that kind of language, Fred. Come on, now. Listen to this from Idaho.
Pero bien, sabroso.
You're listening to KWEI, Weezer, Idaho.
Sintoniza usted con KWEI desde la ciudad de Weezer, Idaho.
Doesn't that surprise you that Spanish has made it that... Oh, you're going to tell me it's Portuguese again, aren't you? Oh, you guys. That far north. I wasn't aware that I knew a lot of the Los Angeles, the yuppies, have moved into Idaho. It's a great place to live.
And it's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Ski Country Radio, KSPN-FM, Aspen, Glenwood Springs, and Vail, KSPN-AM, Vail, Beaver Creek. I'm Jill Gibbons with you until jazz on a Sunday night, and that starts at 8 o'clock.
Ski country. It's cold up there right now, isn't it? Getting warmer, though. We have two from Casa Grande, Arizona.
1260 AM, KPIN, 105.5 FM, KBBT, Casa Grande, right on.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
That was recorded from Albuquerque, so it's quite a ways. No, it wasn't either. It was recorded from Phoenix. Sorry, I'm getting that's wrong. It was recorded from Phoenix, Arizona. But we have a second recording that was made about 25 years ago, and this one's nostalgic for son John, wife Linda, and for me, because up until we got that Iowa station that we started this travelogue with, this was one of our favorite female announcers.
This is KPIN Radio, Casa Grande, Arizona.
Thank you. Are we keeping you up, miss?
I'll be gone next week and look forward to being with you again the week after that. All of you, get along well without me and miss me a little bit. Good night.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGIL or its advertisers. News Talk Radio 1260 is KGIL San Fernando, your news talk alternative for Southern California.
Congressional Iran Contra committees may want to recall retired Air Force Major General Richard Secord.
Oh, boy. Now, they joined in with another station in Costa Mesa later.
KJQI San Fernando, Los Angeles. KOJY Costa Mesa. At 540 and 1260, you're listening to KJOY.
That's the most recent ID we have from San Fernando. Here's a sequence for you. KYA San Francisco, one of the old time biggies.
An information update.
That's from 1970s. Now we come up to date a little bit.
Easy Music, AM 1260, KXLR, San Francisco.
And then more recently.
And now another hour of stereo music from AM 1260, KXLR. Easy does it. With easy music on AM 1260, KOIT.
Isn't that great? They changed to KOIT right in the middle of a day.
KOIT, San Francisco.
Oh, boy. Oregon.
Place of the heartache I knew.
KLYC, McMinnville, Newburgh.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Bob Wicken.
How about 6,000 miles to the west?
These happy days are yours and mine. 1263 SR. These happy days are yours and mine. 1263 SR. 77 will make you smile. Hit 1260 on the dial. We don't care where you are. Just pop along with 3SR. These happy days are yours and mine. 1263 SR.
They're saying 3XA, incidentally. I had a lot of trouble finding them in an international log, but it's 3XA, 1260, Auckland, New Zealand. And with that, we put 1260 to bed, everybody. We'll be taking a look at 1270 on the dial starting next month. We'll be driving from Dover, New Hampshire to Niagara Falls, from Charlevoix, Pennsylvania, down in Naples, Florida, and back up into the Midwest. That's all here on the Travelogue. Hey, Jim Snowbarger's next with his great new column on the audio service. Jim will probably say something electronic. Listen.
Your attention, please.
Oh, boy, an announcement.
The band scan column will begin in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Can I wait? Sure I can.
Due to budgetary cuts beyond our control at the CBC, you are cordially invited to listen to the following 5 minutes of test tone.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, that was relatively painless. I must have been having fun. All right, everybody out of the pool. That's nonsense, and everybody knows it. Got business to do here. It's time for another edition of the column we call Band Scan. Your chance to take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country. Didn't you say in your survey that you wanted less chit-chat in the audio service? And what do you get? More silliness. Anyway, welcome to the program. And one thing I have to do before we get started here is apologize to those of you who were listening a couple of months ago when I included a demonstration of a little filter I had programmed on my effects processor that was just really neat for AM listening. And I was showing you how it reduced the 10 kilohertz whistle between stations. And it turns out that the duplication process entirely filtered that out. The frequency response is just not wide enough. And as I listened to the demonstration, I thought, well, that's pretty cute, Jim, but they sound identical to me. I don't see what the point is. And that's probably exactly what you thought. Kind of like a big waste of time. And, of course, now I get to waste time telling you about it. So it worked out doubly well, didn't it? this month, by the way, it's request month. Yes, we rarely get this opportunity here on the Bandscan column to fulfill requests. But a couple of months ago on the Muse, Pat Cassidy from Newcastle, Delaware, commented on the fact that we left Marty Rimpaugh's tail end off. Well, no, actually, not that I wouldn't want to put it that way, would I? We omitted the latter portion of his report from Oakland, and I need to explain why I did that. Not that it wasn't interesting, but see, when I started out this column, what I had in mind is not so much focusing on the local viewpoint of what you can get in various markets, because I think Mr. Phil Wayne very aptly covers that subject in the market scope. I was more focused on propagation and how the big clear channel stations and the major regionals come into various places. For example, it'd be interesting to me to see how WBZ comes into Miami, or does KAAY make it to Denver? Weird. No, of course they don't. I know that. There's a 1090 out there. Anyway, examples like that. And so I have kind of steered away from the locals and the higher frequency regionals that tend to vary from one moment to the next as to what's coming in. Well, anyway, you guys are pressing me to this daytime thing, and so we're going to do it. We're going to finish that report, because I keep all of these on file, and it's with pleasure then that I let Marty Rimpaugh continue and conclude his report from Oakland, California, 1200 kilohertz on up. Our version of Request Month here on Band Scan from your DXAS.
1200, which is WOAI normally and CKDA from Vancouver. 1210, we get KBSG from, I guess it is Everett, Washington. They simulcast with their FM at 97.3. KPRZ San Diego, and also a little tiny bit of KEBR from Rockland near Sacramento. 1220, combination of KDFC AM, Palo Alto, with about 100 watts at night, and also KBET, Santa Clarita, running the oldies channel. 1230 is the graveyard. On the graveyard, we get KGEO oldies, if that's still the call from Bakersfield. Sometimes I can hear a little tiny bit of KGFJ, but 1230 is hopeless. 1240, the predominant station that I hear at 1240 at night is KJOP from Lemoore, California, which is near Fresno. 1250 is KTMS Santa Barbara. Sometimes I can also hear what used to be the Fox way back there from Seattle. 1260, Coit, K-O-I-T. 1270, I get two stations here at night. I get KJUG from Tulare, California, which is in the San Joaquin Valley near Fresno. And then KPLY in Sparks, I believe it is, which I think they're a sports talk, kind of a sports talk country. And sometimes I can hear, there's a station at 1270 from Tijuana I can hear. 1280, KREL in Henderson, Nevada, and then KFRN in Long Beach comes in sometimes. And there's a station in San Luis Obispo, that comes in, and then what used to be KJOY comes in. 1290, I get KHSL in Chico, which is country, and I also get a little tiny bit of KMEN in San Bernardino, but tonight they aren't coming in. 1300, when KDIA Oakland is off, I get KMPS Seattle and also KYNO Fresno. And I believe I also get a station from Mendocino on that frequency. That's 1310 KDIA. 1320 is supposed to be KCTC from Sacramento, but I believe we also get is it KCPX or KBUG? 1330, combination of two stations, KWKW Pasadena, and also KLBS Los Bandos. 1340, graveyard. The two radio stations that are predominant are XCWA, Mexicali. I believe it's XCWA. Or XCAA. That's right, XCAA. And KTKR, I believe it is. KTKR is from Fresno. 1350.
24-hour a day, local news update.
KSRO.
11 o'clock, I'm Ed Perrault.
1360. Combination of KPOP San Diego, KFIV Modesto, and I believe KMO Seattle. 1370 is an interesting frequency because when they're off the air, Keen is off the KEEN right now is silent, as you know, and at night we get a whole bang of stuff. I just found a station tonight called XEFH from somewhere in Mexico. KGEN in Tulare is on that frequency. KWRM, I also get them on that frequency, particularly before at sunrise and just before sunset. 1380, KTOM, Salinas, Monterey, but they aren't coming in. 1390, I believe this call is KYES, and I believe they're from Turlock, near Modesto. 1400, KBLX AM, 1410, I can't do much with. So 1420 is predominantly XCXX 2000 watts from Tijuana. And a little tiny bit of KWJJ from Walla Walla. KSTN in Stockton is gone at night. 1430, a mixture of KALI San Gabriel and KFIG in Fresno, with simulcasts with Sexy.
What did he say?
Sexy 101 and a bunch of other stuff. 1440, we get KVON Napa.
1440, KVON.
And we also get KMED Medford, Oregon, on that frequency. 1450, KEST. 1460, I can't do much with. 1470 is a mixture of KUTY Lancaster and also XCBBC from Tijuana, RCN. 1480 is KYOS in Merced, which is running the A's, and also there's a Santa Maria station. 1490, KTOB, that's the big one that's running the Jones satellite format. 1500, KSJX, San Jose. 1510, KGA. 1520 is a combination of KTRO, Port Hueneme, and a little tiny bit of KOMA in Oklahoma City.
The argument being
1530 KFBK.
Let nature.
1540 is KXCD Los Angeles. Maybe a little tiny bit of KLAU, sometimes before sunset. 1550 KKHI.
Liver damage in animals.
1560.
The cigarette companies say
KNZR.
Are indeed
Bakersfield.
The same ones that are found.
We assume Hockey Night in Canada is a little upset by that.
1570. I believe that's a relay of 1090 check in Calgary, but I'm not sure. And sometimes I may also get KCBR from Lodi.
Yeah.
Yes, 1580 now is a mixture of KBLA, Santa Monica, which is Korean, and also KCWW, which is from Tempe, I believe. 1590. I believe this station from Ventura is KBBQ, but I'm not sure. It may be KBBY. I get them, and I also get KLIB San Jose, but more the Ventura station, and also a little tiny bit of XCHC from Ensenada.
You're still working on a station in Ventura.
1600 is a mixture of KGST Fresno and KMNY Money Radio Pomona. Right now Money Radio is winning out, but KGST usually does. Now 1610 is supposed to be WNZZ 591, I guess Berkeley Information Radio. For the past day or so they've been off, and so I'm just getting San Leandro.
Thank you, Mr. Rimpaugh. Certainly do appreciate your contribution to the column, and also that will hopefully satisfy Pat Cassidy's curiosity about the upper portion of the band as heard from Northern California. And anytime you have a request, you just let us know. We'll see what we can do. By the way, that was taken during the nighttime hours. I mentioned daytime scans earlier, and we've had quite a few of those. But my comment there about localism would also apply to the upper portion of the band at night as well. and the locals and the mundane regionals that vary so much from one moment to the next that it's hard to get a representative sample. So I tend to concentrate on the lower part. But if what you want to do is hear it all, we'll just do that. Not a problem. And by the way, when you do these scans for the upper frequencies, it would be helpful if you do what Marty did. Just give us a commentary along the way about what normally comes in there, since what's coming in at any one moment varies so widely from one moment to the next. By the way, I'm looking for some more scans, and nighttime scans in particular, although this has just been a terrible year for DX. I don't know what it's been like at your end, but here, the skip is just not coming in. I've had a lot of times when I cannot get anything from the East Coast, or not even Cincinnati or Detroit. Unbelievable. Well into the night. And I have looked for the CPC tests, but not received one. Just a terrible year. So, not a good year to gather band scans either, I would guess. And we might possibly end up shutting the column down here for a while, waiting for the sun to come around on the guitar. So, don't be surprised. That could happen. But if you do have a tape you'd like to submit, I would love to hear from you. Send them to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger, and that's S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R if you're new to the column. I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Thanks, and we'll see you next month.
From the DX Time Machine from 50 years ago, from the March 3rd, 1945 DX News Magazine, Bill Gabriel of Lakewood, Ohio, reported that WEAF 660 would become WNBC and was planning a $75,000 campaign to boast the new call sign. From 25 years ago, from the February 28th, 1970 DX News, Dave Wetmau of Hamilton, Ontario, reported receiving 8 new varies from WMEN, CHWO, WBMD, WSSA, KECK, CBEN, CBT, and the New Brunswick Beacon on 530. Cesar Oblero reported on medium wave stations which are heard in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. From 10 years ago, from the March 4th, 1985 DX News, GYDXA and IDXA appeared again under the editorships of Bill Hale and Malcolm Maxwell, respectively. Tom Farmery's Dusty Dials column featured an article entitled When I Listen In by S. Ray Lewis. Also, plans were being made for an audio tape magazine in Westland, Michigan. We don't know whether or not that's going to take off, though, in April.
WRIT.
In April, DX Audio Service would not be complete without a few bloopers and even our annual feature from Tampa, Florida, which we call Tales from the John. That's kind of a neat effect. How did you guys do that?
Well, Fred, I didn't want the 10th anniversary to pass without noting that while we're primarily an AM club with occasional FM overtones, and of course, we got this digital sound right around the corner now and satellite stuff. I'm wondering how many of our subscribers are beginning to DX the new gravitational modulation stations. There's some activity in Southern California, some of them operating with over 7 Richters, I'm told. And I've heard, you know, it's the open-ended Richter scale. You've heard of that, sure. I understand that there's a very sensitive instrument right here in Southwest Hillsborough Community College that can pick up those transmissions from all over the world. Can't do that from home yet, although I'm trying. Usually the reception is somewhat garbled because of the distance, of course, but you know those Richters, they cut right through all kinds of weather conditions, day or night, makes no difference. So I would encourage all of our subscribers to consider tuning in on some of those transmissions, primarily from the West Coast, of course, but there's some very serious talk recently in DX News, our magazine, about some new activity expected in Missouri soon. In any event, we'll keep you posted.
Carl Man's DX books are still available through radio station KNLS. The first book, DX Tips for Beginners, has now been sent to more than 1,000 listeners free of charge. Nearly 200 copies of the new book, Radio Propagation for Beginners, has been distributed. To receive a free copy of either book, simply write and request it from radio station KNLS, Post Office Box 473, Anchor Point, Alaska, 99556, United States of America. Two IRCs are required for each book. For more information, contact Mike Osborne at KNLS Operations, 605 Bradley Court, Franklin, Tennessee, 37064, or call him at area code 615-371-8707, extension 105.
Please flip the tape side 2.
KONO San Antonio.